This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today is Natalie Pires.
Corvos no chão, gaivotas vêm em pousar. O adulto lá vovó.
This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today to Natalie Pires. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great to have you on the show. We're going to tell listeners that we are speaking to Natalie sort of backstage, as it were, in Butte, Montana. Butte, America, as we call it here in Montana. Natalie's here as one of the performers for the Montana Folk Festival. And one of the things I was going to ask you to start the interview was if you'd ever been to Montana before.
This was my first time.
First time.
Mm-hmm. I arrived at 1:30 in the morning last night, and they were saying, oh, it's a shame you didn't come during the day, but I've never seen such a beautiful sky. Hmm. I don't want to start talking about New Jersey and its pollution, but I've never seen so many stars in my life.
Yeah, well, Montana has a way of doing that to folks from from all parts of the world. Well, it's a pleasure having you here, and as we are recording this in mid-July 2013, we're actually kind of in between performances here, so mm-hmm. We're even more grateful for you taking the time to speak with us. The music that you are known for, the music that you are performing at this festival and throughout your career, Fado music mm-hmm. from Portugal. I'll just say, like millions of other people, my first introduction to it was just by accident. I happened to be listening to a radio station that was playing Amalia Rodriguez, mm-hmm. and I literally almost drove my car off the road. I couldn't believe how beautiful this music was. So maybe let's just talk about first the history of the music. I know it comes from Portugal, mm-hmm. but deeper than that. And then after that, let's talk about how it came into your life, because I know that's a very important story.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different theories of how Fado came about. No one knows for sure. And some say that it came about when the Portuguese were very involved with the sea and discovering new lands and a huge impact in trade. And maybe those sailors that were lonely and they would just explain or express their emotions through song. That's one theory. Another theory is the blind would go around the country singing news, just different current events, and they would put it in verses and go around and sing and spread the news that way. And then, of course, there's a theory that's my favorite, that it was born in the streets of Lisbon. And you were talking about Amália Rodrigues. She's definitely the one who made it known internationally. She just pretty much traveled the world and captured everybody's hearts just from singing live, always.
Now, you said the history of it going back to the days of sailing. And so were we talking 18th, 17th, 16th
yeah,
century?
Yeah, it's not recorded. I mean, there's there are actually poems written from the 1700s speaking about Fado, but that's it, with the word Fado in the poems. But there was no history of artists or anything like that, or who were performing, or if it even existed. Portuguese guitar, no one knows for sure when it was actually put on the map. And even though, like I said, the sailors were probably the ones that made it up, the women that were waiting for them to return to the country were suffering and experiencing all these different emotions and heartbreak and confusion. So there are a lot of poems about their suffering. And I think that that is the complete definition of why Fado really is Portuguese soul music.
Natalie, I wanted to follow up with that question and ask, how this music came to be a part of your life.
Well, growing up, my dad was a musician. He is a musician, and he sang in a Portuguese cover band. And after his gigs, we would go to Fado nights, which would last till the sun would go up. And, you know, I was young. I didn't understand the women that were all dressed in black with the black shawl and long brown hair like I have today. Mm-hmm. To me, I thought they were witches. Why are they singing so loudly? And they're always crying. And I just couldn't relate. Of course, I was a little girl. And I just didn't understand why my dad kept dragging me to these things. He loved it. And he actually sang it, too. And I loved to sing. I sang pop music, and I would lock myself in my room for hours, and just any time I was invited to sing in a stage, doesn't matter what kind of music it was, I accepted it. When I was 13, I was invited to sing Fado with guitarists, and it was going to be the first time I ever performed with live musicians. Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely, but I don't know any Fado. And my dad goes, here you go, and he gives me a double CD from Amália Rodrigues. Mm-hmm. And I picked three songs, and I went on stage, I closed my eyes, and I sang those songs, and I discovered the magic and all the hype of Fado, the respect that you get from the audience. And you can really feel that that connection with the audience, that they understand where you're coming from. Granted, the audience is all Portuguese, okay? Mm-hmm. They spoke the language. It's usually sung in a dark room with candlelight, and it was just a very intimate experience. It was just something I had never experienced before. And at the age of 13, I decided that's it. No more pop, no more anything else. I just want to sing Fado. For a 13-year-old girl to sing such deep themes, it was entertaining for the audience. So thanks to them, I got the exposure that I did, and I learned to grow as a Fado singer. And now I think, if I can say, I'm getting more experienced, I'm getting more comfortable and confident, because I'm 27, I've lived a lot of different life experiences. And it's definitely making me more of a fadista, a Fado singer, and in tune with this genre of music.
Natalie, I can't imagine there were a lot of other folks your age singing this music.
No.
Yeah, what was that experience just in terms of being around your peers and being, it sounds like known from a very early age as someone who was pursuing an art form that is very, very specific and very much tied to Portuguese culture?
Well, I have to say, I was born and raised in New Jersey. We have a huge Portuguese community. And yes, it was very rare to have such a young girl sing Fado. But we're all about preserving Portuguese culture and traditions. So as soon as they saw that I was interested, I was being invited to perform in other Portuguese communities, restaurants, associations, and that's really where I got my start. So even though it wasn't something that was common, everybody was really excited about it and gave me the opportunities that really got me here today. Mm-hmm.
Olhos tão belos como
canto fado, canto vida, com solidez e muita graça. Uma rosa banhada pelo luar e um sorriso a acompanhar naquela noite tão bela e tão airosa.
The strength of fado singers seems to me to be, the closest thing I can think of is operatic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the strength that a singer must, I would think, have to have to perform this music is almost operatic. The only other thing I could think of that came to my mind was the great Mexican singer Lila Downs, who has been a guest on the show, and I've heard some of the material that she does has that kind of a projection. Maybe talk about what you have to do as a vocalist to maintain that, and in that training, is there something specific that vocalists have to do to keep their voice in shape?
Not really. I mean, there's I hate to say it, but I was in choirs in high school, and I sang a lot of chamber music. I sang a lot of Mozart, and I think if I ever sang in front of a choir director or something, they'd probably have a heart attack, because I have had issues in the past where I'm forcing so much that I've had problems with my vocal cords and everything. And it talks to any fado singer. A lot of them have already had surgeries to fix hemorrhaged vocal cords and everything. And it's just something that is derived from your emotion. There are singers, you'll go to Portugal right now and you'll see the most, the most truest form of fado, and you're going to think, well, that wasn't so pretty. That wasn't so musically beautiful as you would think it is. But she's singing the words. It's not so much how the notes go or the melodies or anything like that. It's all about emotion. Mm. So, of course, I've sung this for years, and I've my voice has gotten stronger, and it has been able to accept the challenge of these songs. But if I sang in front of a vocal coach, they would definitely try to change it.
Hmm.
One of the issues I had today, which I've never had before, was my breathing.
Oh, because of the altitude.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was not expecting that. And then all of a sudden, my quicker songs, I was like, okay, what's going on with me? And I got older all of a sudden. And and really, I couldn't believe it. I just had no idea I wasn't expecting that at all.
This is John Floridis, and you're listening to Musician Spotlight. We're joined today by Natalie Perez. Natalie, I wanted to ask you about a specific tune that I have had a chance to hear you perform live. This tune was written by Amalia Rodriguez.
That's right.
Who we've talked about as the matriarch of this music.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about this song and how you came to know about it.
Well, this song is called Cansaço, which means tiresome. And, Amalia was someone who was surrounded by so many people. But at the same time, from what I've read, she felt alone. And it got to a point where, I don't know if it was an identity crisis or what it was, she'd look in the mirror, this is the lyrics, and she just didn't recognize her own reflection. She didn't know who was there. And it just, at the end, it just talks about how pretty much, how did I get to this point? You know, why, how did I become this way? Why am I not the person that I once was and that I'm proud of? And I think everyone can kind of relate to that. Maybe there's a point in your life where you just put your hand, you know, your head on your hands and just think, how did I get here? And, you know, and that's something that, that really spoke to me. So I love to perform that one. I actually recorded it with the Manhattan Camerata, which is an orchestra whose co-founders are Argentinian and Portuguese. Mm-hmm. They're husband and wife. And interesting enough, this this fado is actually performed to a strategic a structure of fado called fado tango. Mm. So we actually incorporated different instruments to make it, and the bass, to make it sound really tango-y, but it's strictly fado.
Thank you.
Natalie, you mentioned some of Amelia Rodriguez's other influences. I wanted to ask you about that for yourself. Obviously, you're immersed in this music. You're immersed in the culture that goes behind this music. Mm-hmm. Do you ever find inspiration in other forms of music?
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up listening to everything. Portuguese music, Brazilian music, Spanish music. My dad would play Italian music at home. I heard everything. Mm-hmm. And of course, I listened to top 40 hits.
Can say Bon Jovi or
absolutely. Bruce I'm
Springsteen?
From New Jersey.
I was going to say, yeah.
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 You know, I've gone to all different kinds of concerts. I would have to say, though, growing up, a voice I admired was Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not embarrassed to say that. And I would lock myself in my room and just try to hit her notes. And she's just amazing. Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, all of those big divas. I just feel like nowadays they don't put out ballads like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that anybody today is really inspirational. But yeah, I'm kind of like a mixture of different genres of music.
Natalie, as I spoke to you earlier about the fact that we'd gotten a question submitted by one of our audience members via our Facebook page for Musician Spotlight. Happened to know this woman is a Portuguese-American woman.
I have to say, I was excited. I met some Portuguese people out here
today. Oh, here at the festival?
And I wasn't expecting that at all.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Well, I asked the question in terms of what kind of music questions anybody might want to submit. She cut right to the chase, though, and wanted to know what your favorite Portuguese dish is in terms of food.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from a part in Portugal called Bairrada. And the roast suckling pig is pretty much the symbol of our area in Portugal. And I'd have to say that it's really expensive and you only have it in special occasions, but that's definitely my favorite dish.
All right. Great. Natalie Perez is our guest today on Musician Spotlight. Her recording, your debut recording, actually, was Fado Runs Through My Veins, is the
That's
English
right.
Pronunciation.
Corre-me Fado nas Veias.
Right. And we are looking forward to this collaboration with Fado and Tango
yes.
coming down the road here, maybe later in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And NatalieParez.com is the name of your website. I'm going to mention to listeners that there's an H in there, so it would be spelled NatalieParez.com, and that's where folks can find out more information about your music and your career. Thank you so much for making time to be a guest on Musician Spotlight. It's been a real, real pleasure to have you on the
Likewise,
show.
Likewise, thank you for having me.
Isto tudo a verdade é que só por dignidade no mundo ninguém trabalha.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Natalie Perez. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also contact us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as through Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast on those websites as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to the Montana Folk Festival for this interview. Musician Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.